Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ladies, at Essentia Health, you're not just a patient. You're a partner in your healthcare journey. We'll get to the heart of your health questions, even the ones you're embarrassed to ask. We'll find solutions to fit your unique needs and lifestyle, because here, we're in it together. Feel confident in your care and in yourself. Schedule a women's health appointment with an Essentia Health provider today. Click the banner to learn more.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast, where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith, and today you're going to hear from one of my digital CEO students, Star, who has her app now published. It's called It's Glowing Well. And if you guys are interested in creating your own app or creating your own podcast or shifting your money mindset so you can manifest passive income and financial freedom, then get on the waitlist for Black Friday. We have a Black Friday sale. This is a one-time deal. Stacey Failing and I are joining up, and she is going to give her Passion a Podcast course, my Digital CEO course, and the Millionaire's Mindset course. So three courses for the price of one, Black Friday weekend only. If you want access or are interested, go to the link in the show notes, and you'll also get some goodies sent to you just for signing up. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I have a special guest, Star, who was in my digital CEO program. She just launched her own app called It's Glowing Well, and she also has a podcast called It's Glowing Well. So, Star, thank you for coming on my podcast.
Thank you for having me, Stephanie. It's so great to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you. You sent me your app and oh my gosh, I went through it and it is so amazing. I was blown away and I'm like, okay, we need to have you on because you just like had this vision and went with it and made it happen. And I think it's going to be really inspiring for people listening. Let's start out with just your story. Like you're very into the law of attraction and yoga. How did you get into all of that? Like, what's the background there?
So back, I totally remember it too, because it was back in 2007 and I had been really in a bad place, and I've wound up finding, the law of attraction through the book, The Secret. And I was like,
me.
Yes. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to read this. I'm going to see what it's all about. And from the moment that I read that and started to understand it, things really started to change in my life. I was really overweight. I was 100 pounds overweight. And I started to lose weight because I'm like, okay, only myself can take control of this and I can do something about it. I was in a very just weird career where I was doing what I loved at the time, but I was being like worked to the bone, like 12-hour days, like just nonstop. And I didn't feel like I had any sort of direction or like a way of like progressing any further than where I already was. Mm-hmm. And then I was also in a toxic relationship. So all of that started to change, like as soon as that came into my life. And I knew that I could do something about it.
Wow, that is incredible. And I can't believe you were 100 pounds overweight, because looking at you now, you look so fit, and that's just incredible. So what kind of steps and everything did you take to start getting on the right path? Like when you found The Secret and read it, did you quickly just like make changes in your life and get out of that relationship? Or was it sort of a slow process? Talk a little bit about that.
It was a slow process. It was, the first thing I did is I got out of, my current career. Like I still stayed in that industry, but I like moved into a different direction and into a different facility to do something better and had better hours. That was the first part. And then, as I did that, I started to realize like affirmations were a huge part of it. As I was affirming things to myself, it actually started moving in that direction, because you start changing yourself on that subconscious level. Mm-hmm. And as I did that, I was like, okay, no, I am going to be fit. I am fit. I can do this. And as I moved forward, just slowly but surely, like in a matter of 2.5 years, I had fully shed the 100 pounds.
Wow, that is really incredible. Do you think a lot of it was energy? Because I always wonder about that. Like when you're holding on to trauma or like in a toxic relationship or things like that, that sometimes it could be that energy that's like adding on the physical weight.
So totally, absolutely, yes. Once I started, like, cause it was really when I look back at it in hindsight, what I see is it was really a lot of lack of confidence and feeling, you know, feeling sorry for myself in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And once I realized that I could do that and that I was in control of what I thought and how I felt, and tapping into that, like actually feeling those feelings, journaling it out, meditating, and moving my body in a way that felt good to me, was when I was like, okay, we need to assess the situations, because then I finally had the confidence to actually have the serious conversations to leave the toxic relationship that I had been in.
Yeah. I wanted to bring that up. I know that's not really going to be the main focus of our podcast, but sure. Your Instagram is Glowing Well with Star. So if people go on there and see you, I mean, like I said, you're very fit and you're very like, and you know, you do yoga and everything else. And I just think that that can be really inspiring for people, because there's so many, I get messages all the time about people that are trying to manifest, you know, weight loss and mm-hmm. are really struggling. And I think a lot of it is that energy that they're hanging mm-hmm. on to. But I think that seeing that it's never too late, like you could be in a situation where maybe you've been a little bit unhealthy and haven't really done a lot of fitness or nutrition, but you can pivot at any point in time. And to see how far you've come and that you didn't just pivot. I mean, it looks like you've changed your whole lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just assuming that, but it seems like that's the case. I think that's so inspiring for people. It's like, wait a minute, if she can do it, then why can't I do it too? So yes. I just wanted to like touch on that it's totally possible. And if people need to go and follow your Instagram for some motivation or in that area, especially.
Oh, thank you. Yes. And I do feel like yoga was a huge tool for manifesting. I am a firm believer in that. I feel like as you move that energy, like you're saying, mm-hmm. like when you move your body in that way and it feels good, you're opening up those channels in your body to allow for more abundance to come and more good feelings to come and more health to come.
You know, I never made that connection until right now, because something like totally random, I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast before, but when I moved to Florida, that was like a huge life change. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I just like set this goal that like, I'm going to move to Tampa And I'm going to be the type of person that wakes up every single morning and does yoga. Like, I don't know why that just, you know, is helping me like embody this version of myself that I wanted to be. And I stuck with that. I've been here almost 10 years and I've stuck with that every single morning. And I notice if I miss a morning, I notice it in my physical body, but also like my headspace and just like everything. But really that I was into the law of attraction and everything when I moved, but my whole like spiritual awakening, you know, or whatever you want to call it, really didn't happen until I moved here. And I'm wondering, maybe that has something to do with it because I was opening those channels every single morning and that sort of like created this path to come forward.
Yeah, totally. I could yes, absolutely.
Like an aha moment for me right now. Like, wow. Maybe this helped me, you know, not just have aches and pains, you know, any longer, but also in a spiritual sense. Okay, so I really want to get into the app because I've just been blown away with, again, like how you decided you were going to do this and you just went all in and created this app that is absolutely, it's beautiful. It's full of all kinds of information that I think anyone could benefit from. So what made you decide to start the app?
Well, a big thing was something that you actually said in your podcast about, well, why not me? And I was like, well, wait a minute. Yeah, why not me? Like, why do I think that it's only okay for everybody else to obtain these things? If this is something that I want, I can manifest this and do this. And I'm like, gosh, if I could just like help one other woman like find their way and live more harmoniously and feel good and living well and understanding how manifesting actually works, I totally did my job.
That's so incredible. And It's cool because when you have that mindset of like, if I could just help one other person, I think that miracles just happen. You know what I mean? It's like whether you are call it the universe or God or source or whatever, it's like you're going forward with this really great intention of serving the world and your app, your podcast, everything you're doing. I mean, this is helping thousands, probably millions at some point of people. So I'm sure it'll be way more than just one person. But I think when you have that intention, it's like the universe is like, yes, like, here you go. I'm going to hand it to you on a silver platter. But you like ran with it. And that's the thing. It's like a lot of times we'll set the goal or we'll set the intention or whatever, and then get in our head like, oh, you know, I don't have the motivation or imposter syndrome, or there's all of these things that will hold you back and stop you from actually going through with the thing. How did you get through that? Did you experience that? Or were you just so like, I'm going to do this? You didn't really have all these beliefs come up.
Oh no. Limiting beliefs are real. They are real.
They sure are.
I would say like when I first initially did it, like, I'm like, okay, I can do this. And as I got going with like the platform and doing everything and like building the content, I felt so inspired. I'm like, this is great. And then as you go in for like your submission of your app, like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, can I do this? Like, what am I doing? And the beautiful thing is in the course, because taking your digital CEO course, the beautiful thing about that is you have this wonderful segment in there that talks about limiting beliefs. And I listened to that a lot and it got me through that. And I'm like, no, I can do this. And thankfully now I am in a beautiful, healthy, wonderful marriage. And my husband has been so supportive as well. And he's just been like my little, like, butt kicker in a sense, like, no, you've got this, you can do this, it'll be great. And that has helped. So knowing that there's other people out there that have done this and have moved forward is also a big part of it too. So those were huge, huge helping things for me.
Oh, amazing. I'm so glad that helped. I mean, I knew like that was going to come up in the course. And I was like, I've got to put something in there because I remember I had those beliefs. And just like you said, it's like right when you go to submit it, because it's like, okay, this is going to be real. It's going to be in this app store that anyone in the world can access.
Right. And people are going to see this.
Right. A lot of fear can come up. So just about like a little bit about the tangible aspect of the course. And I've been asking everyone this because I'm just, you know, trying to get everyone's perspective. Was it like going through it, was it easier than you expected to make your own app? Like, was the tech side of it and everything, were you like, wow, like I could do this? It's really not something that you have to be super tech savvy for. Or like, what was that journey like?
Oh, absolutely. When it went through, the great thing about it is it's so well segmented to being like, okay, this is going to be our first step. Okay, let's like break here and assess and brainstorm and do all the things and then moving on. And I did. And it was like, this is way easier than I thought it was going to be. And I was so like, I was so incredibly grateful for that because I am definitely not a tech savvy person. I still struggle sometimes on Zoom. Like, I don't know what's happening. So the fact that like I could get through it and I was able to figure it out. And when it did come time for submissions and stuff too, like the platform people are wonderful as well. And it just, your course really, I really felt like my hand was being held and that you had me. And that was essential. And the fact that anytime I did have a question, you were on it and you responded to me and you knew exactly how to handle it. And that made it everything so smooth. And I'm so grateful for that.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Cause I think that's a big limiting belief that comes up for people. Cause you hear app and you're like, I can't do that. I mean, I thought that. I was like, I could never have an app. And I was sort of forced to do one for the people that I was working for at the time. And I was like, wait a minute, this was easy. Like, if I could do it for them, couldn't I do it for my own business? So it really, like, the technology that's available now is so incredible. Like, we all should be taking advantage of it because it's like, you know, you have your podcast and your Instagram and everything is really successful already, but it's like having the power of the Apple and Google search engines, like there, like I said, there's people from all over the world that are looking up law of attraction and any topic you can think of. And to have an app in there, it's like, what a great way to set yourself apart in an industry that may be saturated, you know? So, yeah, I just think it's something that's completely doable for everyone. And that was a big part of the course. I wanted to make it so simple that even if you struggle with Zoom, you can still create your own app. So let's get into the app. Like, what is in there? What can people expect? Who is the app for?
Absolutely. My main focus is to work with women and moms, especially now that I am a mom. And it's really about like living well, feeling beautiful, and harnessing the power of manifestation. And I have over 100 different like tips. I have tools. I also have workshops and challenges, and I've actually even been collaborating with some people. So there's some really exciting workshops that are going to be on there in the months to come. So I'm super stoked on that. And there's even mini yoga sessions in there. There's a lot of tips and tools, especially when it comes to the law of attraction as well, for understanding like just the basics, but also understanding like the power of gratitude, breaking it down into affirmations. I do have guided meditations as well as subliminals. That was huge. I loved that aspect of it. And that was a huge component in helping me as well through your app. So it was, I'm like, oh, absolutely. That's totally got to go in there. So
yeah.
Yeah. Those are definitely some of the things that are in there.
Yeah. I'm so glad. Like, I added the how to make subliminals in the digital CEO course. And I'm so glad I did, because everyone is like, yes, like,
yes,
I want to do this. And I just think that they're so powerful. It's like, why not add it to, you know, all the, there's so many manifestation tools, but that one is just like, why not have it? It's so easy. All you have to do is press play and listen and let your subconscious do the hard work for you, you know?
Oh, totally. And I listen to those two even now to this, like every day, really. And as I get ready, I'm like, I got my headphones in and I'm doing my day and getting ready. And it's, I swear it does. It makes a big impact for the rest of the day. It really sets the tone and I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love how your app, it's so easily digestible, even though you have a lot of content in there. It's so like easy to go through it. And there's nothing that feels overwhelming, like you're taking on too much. And the way it's just set up, it just flows so well. And it's one of those apps where even if you have a really busy schedule and like you're rushing in the morning, you can find something in there to like dedicate a few minutes to having this like well-being lifestyle, kind of centering yourself before the craziness of the day. That's how I've been using it. And I think that people can do that, like make it a part of their morning routine, even if they have a hectic schedule and don't have a lot of time, you know, while they're brushing their teeth, they can listen to an audio. Like there's so many different things in there, even recipes, which I've been like, yes, I'm trying to get healthier. And you know, my daughter has so many like issues with all that. So that's been helpful, like looking at all these different gut-friendly recipes. And it's just like, there's so much knowledge in there. And I'm just so impressed. And I'm so proud that I've got to watch you from the start to now. And I was just blown away. Like you really went all in on this and it's such an amazing outcome. And you'll have to come back and like, let us know in a few months, like how this has changed your life, because I know it's going to.
Oh, I would love to, Stephanie. Yes, absolutely. I would love to do that for sure. And I'm so glad that you've enjoyed it too. That means the world. So yay.
Yay. Yeah. I'm so excited. I feel like a mom. I'm like proud, you know, like I'm so proud of my digital CEO student.
Yes. But
yeah, everyone can go in the app store now, whether it's Apple or Google, you're in both, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So it's called It's Glowing Well, and you can download it right now as you're listening to the podcast, and then you can listen to the podcast It's Glowing Well, and I'll link everything in the show notes as well. Cool. And yeah, thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything else you want people to know, anywhere else you want to send them to check out your stuff?
If you want to check out, itsglowingwell.com, I do have a blog there, but really everything is really in the app and I share a lot on my podcast. So absolutely.
Isn't it so nice to just send people to like one place now? Like just download the app. There's everything.
Yeah, just get the app. There's so much
stuff. There's the podcast. Yes. There's sources. There's everything.
Yep.
All right. Well, I will link that in the show notes for everyone. Thank you so much for coming on. And I want you to come back on later on in 2024 and we'll do like an update on what's happened.
Absolutely. I would love to. And thank you so much for having me, Stephanie. This has just been so wonderful and awesome.
Oh, for me too. I'm so glad we connected. I'm so glad that you published your app. And yeah, everyone go check it out. You'll absolutely love it. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want more in between these podcast episodes, you can subscribe to my Apple Podcast, Manifested It. You can find that in Apple Podcasts, and it has all of my bonus interviews, guided visualizations, subliminals, meditations, all that good stuff. Or you can download the Manifest It Now app, where I put everything, all of my interviews, tools, everything I've used to manifest a life I don't need a vacation from. You can find that wherever you get your apps, in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you can join the Inner Tribe Manifesting Community, which is inside the app as well, if you want to up level with a group of women who are there to support you, cheer you on, give you guidance, and up level your vibe. And if you love this episode, the best thing you can do to support the podcast is share it. Share it with a friend, share it on your Instagram. Make sure to tag me at Law of Attraction Tribe so I can share it back on my story as well. I love connecting with you guys and putting a face to all the listeners out there. So come connect with me over on Instagram and let's start a conversation. Have a great week and I'll see you back here next time.
When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.